Welcome back to the Global Tehillah and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Today's call is generously sponsored, once again, by the Hiller family, in memory of their beloved father, Dr. Jacob Hiller, Yaakov Moshe, and Kalman Nachum Zetzal, in commemoration of his fourth Yortzeit. May his neshama have an aliyah, and his memory and legacy be a source of strength and comfort to all who knew and loved him. Thank you again for your generosity. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 19th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kobis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, v'nomar amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Korobkin of Beth Abraham Yosef of Toronto, Bayit, in Thornhill, Ontario, Canada, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Korobkin's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishaverach for our incredibly brave Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Korobkin will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program for any reason, it can be done at ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Korobkin.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Hello, everyone, and may Dr. Hiller's neshama have an aliyah. Just a brief thought from our Parsha, Parshat Bahalotecha. We read about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to his father-in-law, who is here identified in our Parsha as a man named Chovav. But according to Rashi in the Midrash, he was none other than Yitro, who we've already met from Parshat Yitro. And here, Moshe is depicted as entreating his father-in-law, please stay with us. He says, Vayomer al na ta'azov otanu. He says to Chovav, he says, please don't leave us. Ki al kein yadata chanotenu bamidbar. You know how we've encamped in the desert. Vehayita lanu la'enayim. And you will be for us as our eyes. And if you go with us, continues Moshe, then whatever goodness God bestows upon us, we will in kind bestow upon you. Now the question is, what ended up happening with Moshe's father-in-law? We don't see from the story. Did Yitro actually go back to his land, or did he finally acquiesce to Moshe's request to stay with the Jewish people? And this seems to be somewhat of a debate in the Midrash and the Mechilta, depending upon whether you learned that this story in Bahalotcha is the same story as in Parshat Yitro, where the Torah tells us that Moshe sent his father-in-law back to his land, or whether it is a different story in that originally Moshe sent Yitro back before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given at Mount Sinai, and then Yitro came back after Matan Torah, and this is where this exchange is taking place. Now, what's interesting is that the Mechilta's version of this debate between the two says that according to the version that Yitro ended up leaving and did not listen to Moshe's entreaty, what was Yitro's counter argument to Moshe? He said to Moshe, you are the son Aharon, your brother, is the moon. I am but a candle. Why do you need a candle to illuminate something that is already so bright from both the sun and the moon? Meaning, I can't offer any additional spiritual illumination more than you and your brother are already offering. Let me go back to a place that's dark, a place like Midian, where I can actually make a difference. This is the argument that people who, let's say, go to out-of-town communities will sometimes make. They'll say, why do I need to stay in the tri-state area? Why do I need to go to Florida or places like that? Let me go to a place where I can make a difference. And that's a very sound argument. It would explain why Yitro eventually left Moshe and Aaron and went back to Midian. But according to the version that says that actually Yitro did listen to Moshe's entreaty and ended up staying with the Jewish people, what was it about Moshe's argument that convinced him? So here we have a number of commentaries, and I'm just going to quote from the Mahari Asad, who was a great 19th century disciple of the Chatam Sofer of Moshe Sofer. And he says that the truth is, if you look carefully at the Psukim, what did Moshe say to Yitro, to Chovav? He said to him, "Vehayita lanu la'einayim." He said, you'll be our eyes. What did he mean by that statement, you will be our eyes? And the Mahari Asad explained that there are so many times in life when people fail to see the daily miracles that occur all around us. We take life for granted, and sometimes we need someone else's eyes. We need a new set of eyes to be able to shed reality, to shed light on the fact that we are experiencing miracles. He cites a story from the Gemara that says that a person was once about to embark on a long trip by boat to be able to find his fortune in a faraway place. But he injured himself in his leg on the way to the dock and unfortunately missed the boat. He was so despondent, so upset that he missed his trip. But then later he learned that the ship sank. And he said, now I realize, Hashem, that everything that happens to me in life is under your guidance and under your tutelage. And that's the lesson. We sometimes forget the miracles that are taking place all around us. What Moshe was essentially saying to Yitro, we are at a point in our travels in the desert where the Jews have taken the manna, for granted. They have taken the fact that we are living a miraculous existence, that water is flowing out of a rock on a daily basis. We're taking that all for granted. We're taking for granted the fact that God is with us right in the midst of our camp with a cloud of glory. And people are getting bored. People are getting into a funk. We need a new set of eyes, Yitro, that you can look at what's going on in our midst and say, this is amazing. Dehayita lanu la'inayim. We need your set of eyes to continue to inspire us as we enter into Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine if someone from just 100 years ago was to enter into our world and see us typing away on our keyboards? Can you imagine if they saw us getting onto a plane and going up in 35,000 feet into the air? They would be amazed, astounded. And yet these are everyday occurrences that we all take for granted, holding our devices and realizing that we have the entire world at our fingertips. This is the message that this story of Yitro is trying to communicate to us. Many times we, because we're just human beings, fail to see the miracles all around us. What Moshe was entreating to Yitro was, please stay with us. Be our set of eyes. And we should all pray that every day, whether it's through our children, whether it's through our own eyes, through our spouse's eyes, through our parents' eyes, that we are able to gain new inspiration into all of the miracles that are going on around us, especially the miracles that are emanating from Eretz Yisrael today. May we have the merit to see those miracles every single day. And now I guess we'll recite the Tehillim. So we'll begin with Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitziyon yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha v'yolatzecha yedashen esela, yitein lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzosecha yimalei, neranina bishu asecha uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishamei kodsho b'gvuros yesha yimino. Eile varecheb ve'eile vasusim. Vanachnu b'shem adunoy Eloheinu nazkir. Hema kara'u v'nafalu vanachnu kamnu v'nis odad. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Kapitel Kutchaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lama'alos, Etzo Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Baretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomerecha, Hine Lo Yanum Belo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareach Baloyla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Etz Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzecha Uvohecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMa'alos Mimamakim Kirosicha Adonai. Adonai Shima V'koli Tihyena Oznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunoi. Imabonos Tishmor Yah Adonai Mi'amod. Kiyemecha Hasulicha L'ma'an Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Napshi. V'lidvaro Hocholti. Napshi L'Adonai Mishomerim L'Boker Shomerim L'Boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Harbei Imo Fidus. V'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzora uvashivya, ha'omedim bein bayom ubein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzi'em mitzora lirvacha, umeafela leora, umishibud legeula, hashta ba'agala uvizman korib, v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll now say the prayer for the Israel's defense forces, the Tefillah for Tzahal. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Uyivareches Chayilei Tzva Hagana Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Omidim al Mishmar Arzenu V'Arei Eloheinu Min HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'Min HaYam HaGadol Ad Levo HaArava U'Bechol Makom Shehen B'Yabasha B'Avir U'Vayam, Yitein Adonai Yeso Yevenu HaKomim Aleinu Nigafim L'Sneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Machala, Yishlach beracha behatzlacha bechol ma'ase yideihem. Yadber sone'inu tachdehem v'aterem v'cheser yeshua uva'ateres nitzachon. Yikuyam bohem ha'kasuv ki Adonai Eloheichem, aholeichim achem lehilachem lechem imoi veichem lehoshia etchem v'nomar amein. Yishaberach lecholim, prayer for the sick. Mishaberach avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David u'Shlomo. Uyivarech v'yirapei et acholim. Veskol hacholim, veskol hapitzuim, ba'avur shanachu misfalolim ba'avuram. Hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lahachalimam ulerachosam ulahachazikam ulahachiyosam. Yishlach lohem mehira refuah shalema min hashamayim, lechol evareyem ulechol gideyhem ebesof shar cholei Yisrael, refuah tanefesh urefuah saguf, ashta ba'agala uvizman koriv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Karapian. Great to have you on. We'd love to have you back. I know Bezrat Hashem, you and the Rebbetzin are making Aliyah at some point. I don't know if it's this summer or I don't know exactly when, but big mazel tov and an inspiration to all of us. And thank you so much for being with us. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.